Let me see your power and glory. As in the sanctuary, let me see your power and glory. As in the sanctuary, let me see your power and glory. As in. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, we love you. We give you the praise and the honor because you are God. We worship your precious, auspicious name. You are happy to be here in his presence. That is the fullness of joy. Whisper that name, Jesus. And engage. And engage. And engage. And engage. And engage. And engage. Power! The Holy Ghost. Receive the visitation of his presence. Visitation of his power. Receive the visitation of his presence. Now. It's a new season. A new help. Fresh grace, fresh mercy. It's released for you, released for your loved ones, released for your family. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take your faith. Welcome everyone here this morning in the precious name of Jesus. Everyone who is ready for the top, say aloud, Amen. Before the anointing is applied, the subject of our discussion this morning is from Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 2. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou hearken diligently. Hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The subject is destined for the top. Destined. Somebody whose destiny is at the top, shout the loudest, Amen. You believe you are destined for the top, let your Amen be louder still. The scriptures make it clear that God's destiny and design for his people is the topmost top. The topmost top in life. many avenues, channels, and platforms for the lifting of God's people abounds throughout Scripture. Avenues, channels, platforms abound. And we're going to look at the various platforms, avenues, and channels that guarantee the lifting of God's people. What are the platforms and the avenues that guarantee our topmost existence? Number one, we are destined for the top by being the offsprings of the Most High God. We are destined for the top by being the offsprings of the Most High God. We are destined for the top by being created in the image and likeness of the Most High. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created him. We are destined for the top by being the children of the one who is called the Most High, higher than the highest. We are destined for the top by being the children of the one who does not exist in the low places of the earth. We are destined for the top. No wonder the psalm said in Psalm 91 verse 1 and 2, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Shaddai. In 1 John chapter 3 and in verse 2, the Bible said, beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We are the sons of God. We are the sons of God. Our objective this morning was to understand our destined placement at the top. Destined placement. It is when you know where you belong that you can strive to remain there. So God, we are destined for the top by being offsprings of the Most High God. And as children of the Most High God, the high places of the earth, the high places of the earth is our habitation, not the low places. In Deuteronomy chapter 32 and in verse 11, all the way to verse 13, it says, as an eagle steereth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. Now in verse 13, he said, he made him ride on the high places of the earth. Our Father God, Creator, makes us to ride in the high places of the earth. Isaiah chapter 58 and in verse 14. Isaiah 58 and in verse 14. The Bible said, thou shalt delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. He will cause you to ride on the high places of the earth. Somebody who is going high, shout the loudest, say amen. If you are the child of an eagle, it is not humility to die like chicken. If you have been created as the child of an eagle, to accept to be a chicken is an insult. If the Most High God is your father, is your creator, your maker, every realm of life where you find yourself, you are meant to be high. And today, for anyone seated here, anything that kept you low, that incapacitated you, and kept you in the low places of the earth, that yoke is broken right now. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Destined for the top by being offsprings of the Most High God. Number two, we are destined for the top by being the seed or stars of Abraham. We are destined for the top by being the seed or the stars of Abraham. The scriptures made it clear that we are Abraham's seed. Galatians chapter 3, verse 29. Covenant people are Abraham's seed. And if ye be Christ, then ye are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. We are Abraham's seed. And Abraham's seed are covenant stars. In Genesis chapter 15 and in verse 5, Genesis chapter 15 and in verse 5, and he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. So if you are a seed of Abraham, you are a star of God. You are a star. In Genesis chapter 22 and in verse 16 and 17, Genesis 22 verse 16 and 17, and he said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, he said, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven. And as the sand which is by the seashore, stars. Lift up your right and say, I am a star. I am a kingdom star. I am a covenant star. I am a spiritual star. I live in a different realm. I live on a different plane altogether. Can someone say a loud amen? When somebody is outstanding in his field, they call him a star. Football stars, movie stars, music stars. They are just at the front. That is saying something to you. That the forefront is the place, not is your place, not the background. It's saying something to you. That the forefront is your place, not the background. That the top is your place, not the pit. Let God be true and let every devil be a liar. The people that identified with God in their days were stars in their generation. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Job, David, Solomon, Hezekiah, Daniel, Esther, every one of them, they were stars in their realms. This month is the aim of this month is the destruction of the demon of mediocrity. Hey! Is the destruction of the demon of mediocrity. Is the destruction of the demon of inferiority. Is the destruction of the demon of stagnation and limitation. The spell of backwardness. Somebody who believes that is being destroyed already, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Lift your right and say, I am a star. If you were not in the midweek service on Wednesday, you don't know what you missed. How many of you were there? Was it a blast or not? Star. You will know the implication of a star. That the closest star to the earth is 4.24 light years away from the earth, which is the distance this the the light will travel in 1 year. The distance light will travel in 1 year. And that distance is equal to 9.44 trillion kilometers. That is by the time you calculate everything together to reach the nearest star, 9.44 trillion kilometers. And if you want to move to reach it, it will take you 215 million years. Am I communicating? 215 million years to reach the nearest star. That is where spiritually you are located. I'm going higher. Yes, I am. I am going higher today. I am going higher. Yes, I am. Tell me, Jesus, to stay. I am going above the shadow. Into the deep. Everybody sing now. Your hands.
I'm going higher. Yes, I am. Going with Jesus to stay. I'm going above the shadow. Into the presence.
Hallelujah. Your hands.
Above the shadows
around your life. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. Say after me, I'm a star. No devil can keep me down. Say, I live in a different realm, on a different plane from everyone around me, because I'm a star. Your stardom will emerge after this service. It will emerge after this service. It will emerge in this month of excellence and authority. You believe that, shout the Lord and say amen.
We are destined for the top. That was number two. Number three, we are destined for the top by God's end time agenda for his people. God's end time agenda for his people, the church. There is an end time agenda of God for his people, for the church. We see that in Isaiah chapter 2 and in verse 2 all the way to verse 3. He said, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains in the last days. We are in those last days where the Lord's house, the mountain of the Lord's house, shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills. And all nations shall flow unto it. Now, last Monday told you about people from over 30 countries flowed into this place. As I'm speaking today, there are people from other countries. All nations shall flow into the house of the Lord in the last days. And many people shall go and say, come ye and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways. And we will walk in his path, for out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. This is the last day's agenda. Micah chapter 4 verse 1 to 2, repeated almost verbatim. Two prophets prophesying the same thing in two different dispensations. 1 and 2. Two prophets, Isaiah prophesied, and then Micah now said, but in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, verbatim. They didn't copy each other's note. Everyone received of the Lord clean, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Nations. In the last 2 weeks, I have received ambassadors from 3 different countries here. And the one stepped into the sanctuary here, barely speaking English, the country is French speaking, and he's looking around and he said, and you mean that this is not government's work? No, it's not by the government. And he said, presidents of their countries need to come and take a look at what is coming here. He said, their people need to come here. And then other 2 ambassadors came together, and it is the same thing. Nations. God is saying, the church institution shall stand out among secular institutions. The mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and exalted above the hills. That is, when mountains gather, the Lord's own mountains stand out. When hills gather, God's own hill is on top of their hills. Am I communicating at all? If the church will operate a hospital well, it will be better than that of the world. Their schools will be better than that of the world. We see that in Covenant University. We see that in Harvard. We see that in Cambridge. We see that in all the schools established by the church. Am I communicating? It is the agenda of the last day. So, if the church institution should stand out among secular institutions, church individuals are to stand out among secular individuals. Among their contemporaries. Am I communicating? If the church is standing out, the individuals who made the church will stand out. So if architects gather and you see a church architect, he should stand out. If doctors gather, you see a church doctor, he stands out. Do you remember the young man, member of this church, who is consultant neurosurgeon in the UK? The young man, by the time he finished his final examination, what should have taken him 7 years to do, he did it in 3 years. And his professor told him, the truth is that you know this thing more than me. He's a member of this church, grew up in this church for 20 something years from first year medical school. Mother is in this church, mother is in the hospitality. Father took care of it. I mean, he smashed everything. Where a white British professor of neurosurgery said, you know this one, you know this thing more than me. I am the one who examined you, but you know it more than me. And now you have done it under 3 years instead of 7 years. That is the plan and the purpose of God for his people in this end time. And I am anointed. I have told you all the time, I don't pastor non-entities. I pastor some entities. I pastor authorities. I pastor celebrities. Hey! The meaning of that is, if you were a non-entity before you came here, you are turning into a some entity, into an authority, into a celebrity in your field and in your realm. If you are a believer, shout the loudest amen. See, after me say, the church is standing out, and I am in the church, I am standing out. My life is standing out. Everything is standing out. See, everything about me is standing out. Help me tell 3 people around you, tell them, everything around me is standing out. 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 Say after me, I am in the last days, and I am standing out. Give the Lord a clap and a shout of praise. Give the Lord a praise as we take your seat. And trust God to see how we can run up. So we are destined for the top. By God's end time agenda. We don't struggle to be at the same level with the people of the world. We don't have to struggle. Our effortless destiny is at the top. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Number 4, we are destined for the top by covenant promise. By covenant promise, that is, walking in the covenant with God takes people up. By covenant promise, we read that as our text in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 2, and where he said, that if you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. What is covenant? Listening to what God is saying and doing what God has said. That is covenant. In any realm, concerning your health, concerning your finances, you listen for what God is saying and you do what God has said. That is covenant. And it takes you up. It takes you up. Genesis 12, 1 to 3. God said to Abraham, come out of your father's house to the land I'll show you. And I'll make of you a great nation. And I'll bless you and make your name great. I'll take you far up. And that shall be a blessing. And I'll bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And Abraham departed. So Abraham departed. Hearing what God said to you to do. And doing it takes you up. God lifts up men and women who hearken to his voice. He lifts them up. He takes them up. You hearken. That is, you heard and you heed. You heeded. Look at that in Genesis chapter 26 and in verse 1. There was famine in the land, and God told Isaac not to go down to Egypt. All the way to verse 3. Go not down to Egypt. And he obeyed God. And then, in verse 12, in that same land he sowed, and then the Lord blessed him 100-fold, and he went forward and grew. He was great, went forward, grew until he became very great, and the Philistines envied him. So he heard God and did what God asked him to do. That took him up. So an easy way to go up is to hear what God is saying, do what God is saying, it takes you up. Am I communicating? So we are destined for the top by covenant promise. Destined for the top by hearing and doing what God said we should do. Finally, for this service, we are destined for the top by being raised up with Christ and made to sit in heavenly places. We are destined for the top by being raised up with Christ and made to sit in heavenly places. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is an elevation, is the elevation of the people of God. We are destined for the top by being raised up and made to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What does the Bible say in that regard? Ephesians chapter 2 verse 5 and 6. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 5 and 6. Even when we were dead in sins, he has quickened us together with Christ. By grace he has saved and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. Redemption is elevation. Redemption is elevation for human destiny and dignity. The resurrection of Christ is the raising of men from the earthly places unto the heavenly places. Resurrection of Christ takes us, just takes us off. Takes us off the earth realm. Somebody who is going up today, say amen. I believe that is why 99%, according to what we have studied, of inventions in the world came out of anointed minds. I heard of Booker Washington Craver, who I believe was companion to Booker T. Washington, gave over 400 inventions from peanut, granite, things you can do with groundnut, with peanut. Anointed in mind in his laboratory, that it will be as if a curtain is drawn and is looking into a realm where he is seeing things that you can use these peanuts to do that is beyond the scope of the natural. Anointed child of God. That is the power of redemption. The power of the redemptive mind. Somebody say aloud amen. Takes you off mentally. Takes you off in every spiritually. Takes you off in every realm. Far above your contemporaries. Somebody who is going up higher than the realms of your colleagues, say aloud amen. If you believe that the up is your place, shout the loudest amen. What is our conclusion today? I have 5 more to say, but I'll look at that in the second service. Number one, we are destined for the topmost top in life by divine design and provision. That is our conclusion. The topmost top in life is our place by divine design and provision. If we didn't understand anything, God made us in his image. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 and 27. By divine design and provision, we have been destined for the topmost top. Number two, conclusion. Our destiny at the top is fully guaranteed by our relationship with the Master. It is only guaranteed by our relationship with the Master. If you don't know Jesus, you are not born again, and your relationship with Jesus is not buoyant enough. It is a mirage. We saw Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. Because he has quickened us, he made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Our destiny at the top is guaranteed by our relationship with the Master. Thirdly, our destiny at the top is a function of our grasp of the word. Our grasp of the word. Grasp of the word. Hearing and obeying. Hearing and obeying. That was
what Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 to 2 told us. So the brighter your light, the faster your flight. The brighter your light, the higher your height. If that is not tautological. You go higher if you see brighter. Many are not at the same level because many don't see the same things. The eagle is at a higher height than other birds because it sees farther and sees clearer. Many of us would have been far above where we are, but we can't see it. We can't see what God is saying. So it's neither the fault of God nor the fault of the devil for most people who are where they are. They just can't see themselves anywhere further than that. I personally have never felt inferior to anybody under heaven. When our people draft some letters at times for certain things, as I look at it, I say, no. The tone of this letter is too beggarly. Write with authority. That is for some communications. Hallelujah. Because you know who you are. Papa Yedigo said, tell that man with that private jet there, he should help give us lift to Lagos, pending when our own arrives. That is, our own is coming. We are not begging, we are just letting you know. The man laughed and said, if people can come. Did their own come or not? What you don't see coming will never come. Where you don't see yourself, you can't find yourself. You must first see yourself there if you will eventually find yourself there. Hallelujah. Finally, our destiny at the top is powered by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Powered by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Where God has in mind for us to be, the Holy Ghost powers it. Bible said in 1 Samuel chapter 10 and in verse 1. 1 Samuel 10. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be captain over? The anointing makes you a captain. It makes you a commander. And the anointing takes you over. Captain over. In any realm where you must be a captain, a commander, in charge, the anointing is key. Somebody say aloud, amen. I anointed a man on the altar in area one while he was contesting. I was convinced that he will be. And the person that was there before him said publicly, I may not know who will be the next person in this office. I may not know, but I certainly know who will not be. And it is this man. That is, anything you do, you can't be. The oil came on his head. Everything broke. I won't go into details. Against all odds, stepped into power. But most times, when they step in and they get mixed up, then they mess up. Most times, majority of times. That's truth. That's very, very true. The counsel that takes some of them up is not the counsel they want to hear anymore. Yeah. With drastic negative consequences in the long run. Hallelujah.
If you don't forget how you get in, no devil can stop you from staying in. Hallelujah. Something is coming upon somebody here this morning. If you are the one, lift up your right hand and give him the praise. I'm aware that we have some connections here this morning from some of our stations. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Lift up your right hand and worship him. Honor him. Adore him.
Can you be on your feet?
Oh, bless.
Lift up your hands everywhere.
Me now, my Savior, I come to you.
Lift your hands to your voice, everybody sing.
Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to you.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. And see after me, say, Father, I come before you today. Take me to that place where you have in place. The place you have in mind for me. Take me there now. Take me there, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and lift your voice and speak to God. Lift the hands high. Say, Father, I ask that you place me where I belong. Place me where you have in mind for me. Whatever has kept me down, in life, I reject. Right now, by the power of redemption, I take my place at the high places of life. Now, open your mouth and pray. I reject every limiting force. I reject every power that has kept me down. I reject every power that has kept me down. I reject every force that has kept me down. I reject every force that has tried to keep me down. I reject every force of limitation. I reject every force of backwardness. I reject you. 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 Every force that has kept me down, every force trying to keep my life down, every force trying to keep my destiny down, I reject you. I refuse you. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands high, higher, and whisper that name, Jesus. Of the Holy Ghost, Mahashabadaya, Lekeperetesike Begadaya Lalahasa, Leperata Sekalabaredo Kogozagadalesta, Exegida, Exegida, Lepretizo, Lepretizo, Ripridagazi, Lipritagazi, Riprita Sinana, Leperete Senegalia Taratosa, Lepranagazagalia Lalahazaria Lala. Repete separate setelina mamanagalala. Leperete satalina magayatu saradadadada. Leparana gagayalala hasadini. Leparana gagazina gagalala husa. Reta satalayalala. Power of the Holy Ghost. Every
everything that tied you down in your father's house, every ancestral curse, every generational curse of backwardness, of empty-handedness, of limitation, of mediocrity, of low self-esteem, today they are broken. Lift your hands to remain standing while we are in this position. Before we step into the anointing from this same position, everywhere you are this morning, you want to make it right with Jesus. The quality of your relationship determines the quality of your results with God. Quickly step forward here, run forward here to make your ways right with Jesus, to be genuinely born again. Everybody remain standing. To be genuinely born again, to make Jesus Lord over your life, to make the hold of the enemy broken off your life, to make today a new day for you. I give you the count of seven. Don't be the last to come. Be the first to come. One. Two. That's right. Three. Four. Five. Six. Everybody sing. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Only for you alone. Only for you alone. Every moment I'm away. Every moment I'm away. On your way, Lord. Keep running and rushing forward. Let me give you another. The young man said he was bound by marijuana. Maybe you are tied down by Indian name or tied down by something, anything it is, that has tied down your life and bound your destiny, and you want the chain broken. Gambling, smoking, drinking, womanizing, prostitution, whatever thing it is, masturbation. And you are saying, Lord, I'm tired of this life. I want to be free from it. Quickly run to the front here. I give you another count of seven. One. Two. Three.
Jesus,
four. Keep coming, five. Because I want to see my Jesus. I've got my mind. And I want. Because I want
to see my Jesus.
Oh, God, for more. Goodbye, world. Goodbye, world. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Goodbye, 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 pledge of sin. Stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I made up my mind to go God's way.
Place your right hand on your chest and lift up the other hand. And pray this prayer after me and mean it with your heart. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I receive your help to live for you and to do your will. Today it is my decision to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life, and a new day is upon you, in Jesus' name.